into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Another couple guys with a great website that you can access totally for free is our Jason and Pete. Jason Talley, Pete Ayer, the former Crashers in Chief at Bureau Crash, now out on their own doing the Motorhome Diaries. MotorhomeDiaries.com is their website. Traveling the country, looking for liberty, meeting up with liberty-loving people all over the place, recording videos, blogging about their exploits, and getting arrested occasionally, or at least once so far, down in rural Mississippi. And all of that is has been blogged and videoed extensively at MotorhomeDiaries.com. They're on the show tonight as former Crashers in Chief of Bureau Crash to talk about what can be done now that Bureau Crash, which was a wonderful organization that brought a lot of young people, I think, into the liberty movement, and had a real principled pro-liberty message for a long time, and that's why they became so popular within the movement, because they were really principled. You guys were in charge of the organization for a time. You've now moved on, but looking at what's happened over this these past few days as Bureau Crash has appointed, or CEI, the parent organization, has appointed what is essentially a conservative. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say neocon, but certainly some of the things he says sound pretty neocon-ish. And so he's basically this new guy they've appointed, Lee Doran, is going to water down the message of Bureau Crash, try to do the same thing that Bob Barr did with the Libertarian Party, and that is make the tent bigger. We'll make our message more moderate.
He'll get to speak here in a moment.
He's actually still on hold.
Quantity over quality.
But yeah, I'm explaining what happened with the Libertarian Party. They said they've been arguing this for years. Well, we need to expand our tent and make it so people that aren't as principled can come in here, and that way we can win an election. And it didn't work out with Bob Barr, because what happened was they expanded their tent. All of the great principled activists decided to hightail it out of there, and expanding the tent did absolutely nothing to bring any significant increase in votes in. And similarly, Bureau Crash is going to get watered down, and it's probably going to stagnate as a result of that. And at the very least, one of the things that seems to be a guarantee is it'll start conflating more people to be confused with the idea that, well, libertarians are just conservatives that want to smoke pot. It's because of people like Lee Doran that people think that way about libertarians, that we're just conservatives, and it's nonsense.
And it is important. It's not that Lee Doran is this horrible person. He's just a bad...
He's not a bad representative
of libertarianism.
Right.
I don't want to hear him telling people, keep saying he puts conservative / libertarian together to describe certain blogs. And I'm like, excuse me, why are those two words being stuck together? I'm so sick of that. Libertarianism is being dragged through the mud. It's being used to put lipstick on the pig of conservatism when they're losing. And that's just it. He's just not a good representative of Bureau Crash. He's probably a great representative to do some sort of young Republican movement or something like that. But that's not what Bureau Crash has been. And if it becomes that, it's not something that any libertarian should want to be associated with.
It doesn't seem, at least from initial responses or lack thereof, that CEI is interested in changing anything. Maybe they will. Maybe all of a sudden next week they'll announce this guy's gone and they're going to bring in Zach Fix, the former Podcrash host for Bureau Crash, who is a principal dude. But let's presume they don't, because it doesn't look like they will. Jason and Pete, what are some of the alternatives for the activists that have been involved in Bureau Crash and may be interested in leaving Bureau Crash and doing something else? What are some of the things that are on the table?
This is Jason. I was going to say, if you are kind of like a right-leaning libertarian, there's already a good organization out there called Young Americans for Liberty. It's run by a friend of mine, Jeff Brazy. And, actually, the RV, when we go in Washington, D.C. next week, we're going to be parked in their yard. And so, Bureau Crash would essentially be reinventing the wheel when they go in this right-wing direction. But like I said, there's already some good work going on there. I know that earlier today, Zach started a Facebook group just to get this discussion going. And if you search for it on Facebook, ABC Action, and that stands for After Bureau Crash Action. And so people are already starting a discussion there about what they want to do. And this is actually what I want to see. I want to see, like, all the ideas that, come from the network and to build something great. There's already, like, websites out there, communities, so... Bureau Crash is on the Ning platform. Anybody can start their own social network. And so if you have a good idea, do that. A lot of members have moved over to a website that I actually started a while back called AnarchMe, A-N-A-R-C-H.M-E. And then I know the good people at the Center for a Stateless Society, they are launching a new project called BlackVanguard.net. And then, of course, there's your forum that's a Free Talk Live. Also, there's been increased spike in activity at the FreeAgents.net. That's another site that I run. It's a companion to freeagents.com. That's FR33agents.net. And, I've just been tons of activity there today. And so some people are thinking that might be the framework. But really, I'm encouraged about all these new ideas that are coming out there and seeing what happens in this creative disruption.
Yeah, certainly. And Jason, there's no doubt that the market of activists is going to decide what the next great liberty-oriented social networking website is. The Free Talk Live forums do not count as a social networking website. That's just a big mess, but it's like a zone for trolls.
It's fun, but it's
not really a social networking site. But as far as replacing Bureaucrash with another social networking site, yes, the market will decide, but we can help influence the market by picking one over the other. So, I mean, if you had to choose between anarch.me, free with two threes instead of E's, fr33agents.net, and the whatever the other one was, what do you think that would be best to really start trying to build? Because I would hate to see people. Well, I understand that competition is valuable. I also don't like seeing people duplicate their efforts.
Yeah, I'm going to put some time and energy into freeagents.net, FR33. And the nice thing about that platform is we can go back to a campaign model, because there's a lot of different ways that we can reach out to people who haven't thought about libertarian ideas. And so this is built
like
on
Lee Doran.
There's a lot of people out there that haven't thought about these ideas, but this will allow us to create, or any of the members to create their own websites, you know, to focus on specific issues. Like, I really want to launch a League of Non-Voters website, for example. I also want to start a website about involuntary servitude or national servitude instead of national service. And so these are things that I can do with these new tools. Kevin Dean is actually the programmer on this project, and he... you need some help, so if you're a programmer, let us know. And
okay, great.
And so people are responding, throwing ideas out there, but I think there could be, you know, a lot of different brands out there. The website that I run, fr33agents.com, is a website dedicated to, like, figuring out what the best things are out there and then reporting on them as far as the freedom movement goes. So we'll be keeping a close eye on this, and, of course, you know, Voter Home Diaries is traveling the country, and we've been meeting some great people. And I think it's really important that we have a good social networking website where, you know, while we meet these people in real life, but when we get back in front of our computers, we can collaborate, conspire on.
I do, too. I think it's a great idea, and I think that having a site that is run by principled, liberty-loving people like yourself, Jason, is the way to go. I mean, the problem with Bureaucrash was that it wasn't an organization that was necessarily originally created by principled people, and that CEI apparently...
No, CEI didn't create the Bureaucrash.
Right. Okay. Let me just say that actually 3 years ago, Bureaucrash and CEI merged. Bureaucrash was once part of the Henry Hazlett Foundation, and it was independent. And so the Competitive Enterprise Institute and I sat down. I actually worked on the merger with them. And, you know, I asked them, I'm like, hey, is there anything that's unacceptable to you that Bureaucrash does? And I'll admit, they did say drugs and gays. And so that was the agreement as far as, like, the merger. And while I was on board and while Pete was on board, you know, we were able to have a free hand at the running Bureaucrash. And actually, now the new gentleman, I believe his name is Lee Doran, he has to get permission to post anything on the website, and actually had to take down a lot of his content. So I don't see this as being a robust organization. I mean, Bureaucrash has to be quick and fast on its feet, and it cannot play it safe. And so, I mean, I think it's going to flounder, unfortunately.
I call it a not-so-bold new direction.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they are going to flounder, and they're pretty much done for if they keep in this direction. And they've got a very short amount of time in which to turn it around, because as far as I'm concerned, my deadline is Monday. If they haven't replaced this guy by Monday, I'm removing my profile from their site. Actually, I'm going to talk to Jason and Pete a little bit more, because I want to talk about Motorhome Diaries if you guys have time.
Absolutely.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Jeff.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We mentioned the BBS. It is there, and it's full of trolls, but it's kind of fun. BBS.freetalklive.com. You can go there, and it's free, just like everything else on our website. That's BBS.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They have all kinds of books over there, including Ron Paul's Freedom of Manifesto and the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Jason and Pete are with us. Jason Talley, Pete Eyre from MotorhomeDiaries.com, and traveling around the country, meeting up with liberty lovers all over the place, and blogging and video blogging it all at MotorhomeDiaries.com. Since we've got you on the phones, and it's been a week or two since we last talked to you, give us a Motorhome Diaries update. What has been happening with you guys on your southern leg of the trip? Any highlights you want to share with our listeners that might not have had a chance to go to your website?
One of the a cool little story. The other day when we left the Mises Institute, where we met a lot of good people, had an awesome meetup, we rolled into Atlanta, where we met our buddy Jason Pye, and as we're turning into his neighborhood, this car was driving the other way, honking, you know, loudly and waving, and we kind of just joke, oh, maybe these guys know of us or they've heard of us, and about 20 minutes later, Jason got a phone call, and this individual had gotten his number off our website, and he said, hey, man, your guys' project is like a household name around here, and I just happened to see you guys driving, so he came out to our meetup the next night, and it was a really cool thing.
That's so cool. So it's a good thing you guys got the paint job done, otherwise that wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
That's my hometown.
It was awesome.
Atlanta's my hometown. Yeah.
Yeah. So, since then, we've had some great meetups. We added Asheville at the last minute, which was a great stop, and we were in Charlotte, and we're going to be in Virginia Beach tomorrow, and then D.C., next Monday, and D.C. is going to be probably our biggest meetup so far. We'll probably have 100 people or more there, it looks like. So it should be pretty good.
So as you guys are driving around, I mean, what are you hearing from people? What's the vibe that you're getting?
Folks seem pretty pumped. I mean, they're eager to get their picture taken out in front of Marv. But the cool thing is, I mean, like when we were in Charlotte, Zach and his buddy Keith and Mike Powers, who's the guest editor of Strike the Root, were all instrumental in getting that group going. They had people there from Campaign for Liberty, from the LP, from Bureaucrash, like some self-described anarchists, and then some tax folks, and you know, just some randoms too. So it was like it was a big group. We were told by a few individuals at different times, and we hope and think that there was some synergy made between the individuals there to work together and have a bigger impact together. So those are the kind of things I love seeing.
How many free staters are you guys running into out there?
A lot, and we keep on talking. Every time we stop, we talk about that we're heading up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and inevitably, you know, a couple people say, yeah, we'll be there too. I mean, we're going to run into so many great people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, some of my favorite people that I just know on the internet are going to be there. We get to talk face to face, and it's a good time, right? I mean, there's all this creative destruction going on, and everybody wants to know, you know, what can I do to further the cause of freedom? I get to see these guys face to face for several days, and we just get to strategize and come up with some great ideas.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys are coming back up here for the Porcupine Freedom Fest. Are you staying for the whole weekend?
We sure are. And then there's talk that we'll stop by Social Sunday first. I know Dan Patrick and his wife are going to go there Sunday and then maybe get a big caravan over to the Freedom Festival.
Very cool. All right. So anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
I just wanted to make these battle lines clear. You know, it's not left versus right. That's a big distraction. It's freedom versus control. And, you know, pick a side. Let's choose freedom and stop with all this right-wing nonsense.
Thank you so much, guys, for being so patient tonight and coming on the air with us and talking about what you're doing. And, of course, a lot of people are excited. Of course, you're going to be coming through their area, and you're on the East Coast now, but you're going to be traveling back across the country. The Motorhome Diaries is not over until at least the end of the year, right?
Or until the engine breaks down. Exactly. So, yeah, we're going to be on the road and hopefully in everybody's neighborhood in 2009.
Guys, awesome. I really enjoyed your Call to the Presidency video. I just watched it.
Oh, yeah, the new video where they're attacking the bus, these gigantic busts of presidents of the United States. It's very cool. And to a Megadeth tune as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, have a good night. Thanks for the call, and MotorhomeDiaries.com. People should go there. Thanks. 800-259-9231. We go to Lee Doran. He's on the line in, I don't know, somewhere. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
In Chicago, yeah. How you guys doing?
Hey, thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Lee?
Not much. I just wanted to answer some of the direct questions. I made sort of a list, not an entire list of some of the comments that were made. And I called last time. I think I spoke to Ian. Did I speak to you too? Is Mark there?
I'm glad I'm so memorable, Lee.
Well, I remember last time you guys appreciated the fact that I was very open and honest with all the questions. And,
yes, and I think you have a pair of brass ones, and it shows a certain level of leadership ability to call in and wait as you have. And
either that or he's a glutton for punishment. Well, go ahead, Leah. What do you got?
Well, no, a couple of things were these, I used the term conservative / libertarian. That was just from the fact of I listed a bunch of blogs that I was familiar with. Some happened to be, with people that at least consider themselves libertarians. Maybe some of you wouldn't consider them libertarians because of the non-aggression principle and any government at all. Some of you would believe that would violate the non-aggression principle. Okay, that's a different entiation of words. I guess it just depends on the crowd, because Ian and Mark, you were just having an argument of, any government at all violates the non-aggression principle, and therefore I can't stand anyone who uses the term libertarian, and only anarchists or voluntarists could possibly be considered a libertarian. But my goal, like I said before, like I said, I believe it was on Monday when I spoke to you, was in the promotion of liberty. And I am not going to tell people that they must believe anything.
Well, wait, what is liberty?
What?
If you're promoting liberty, what is liberty?
Liberty is to be able to more or less do what you want.
More or less
government. I'm sorry, I missed the question.
You said more or less do what you want? What do you mean?
Well, obviously you can't go kill somebody. I mean, harming somebody else, taking away someone else's life. So it's to do what you want and allowing other people to be able to do the same. I think that's, I'm paraphrasing, how Milton Friedman kind of defined that. But that is my ultimate goal.
And how can you promote liberty and also at the same time advocate for taxes?
Well, I happen to be a major fan of the fair tax. Now,
so you are not promoting liberty?
Well, if that's your definition, then
we're going by your definition. You just gave me the definition of liberty, which is that you can do what you want as long as you aren't harming anybody else. That's, I think, a pretty good definition of liberty. And then in the next breath, you say, I support the fair tax, which does not allow one to be free. It does not allow one to do what one wants, because all business owners would essentially be tax collecting agents for the federal government. And if they don't participate, if they decide, no thanks, I don't want to participate, I don't want your services, then they'll be thrown in a jail cell because of that.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm intellectually honest to say exactly what taxes are. I don't sugarcoat it. I know
so
what taxes
then how
are.
Can
I
you
think
say,
hold
how
on,
is
well,
it
let me finish. Go ahead.
Go on.
Okay, well, my point is that I am intellectually honest to say that I believe in having a limited government. Those are my views. I would, before I met a lot of anarchists, would consider myself a libertarian. I think most conservatives would certainly consider me a libertarian.
I'm going to bring you back, okay? Hang on. We're going to come back more with Lee Doran. He's in Illinois. If you've got a question for him, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. He's the new crasher-in-chief of Bureaucrash. Much controversy surrounding his appointment. He's trying to defend himself here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free. We've got the mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. Listen to the show live via live streaming on your mobile device if you've got that capability, which most of them do. If you can surf the web, you can probably use our live streams. So go to m.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy making your own tools, doing your own repairs, and constructing things out of salvaged materials? If so, join James Ballyhoo at PaladinPodcast.com to learn what's new in his survival book, Makeshift Workshop Skills for Survival and Self-Reliance. Browse more than 800 other books and videos at PaladinPress.com on topics like survival, firearms, martial arts, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPress.com. The podcast is at PaladinPodcast.com.
All right, we're back here. We've been talking this week about the implosion of the Bureaucrash organization, which at one time was a wonderful group out there promoting liberty to young people in America. And just this week, the parent organization, CEI, appointed a brand new crasher-in-chief to Bureaucrash that most of the people I've talked to, Dale included, are pretty upset about.
Now, would it be an implosion if the membership doubled in the next 6 months?
It wouldn't matter to me if the membership doubled.
I just want you to define implosion. When
they
you use implosion,
they don't stand for liberty anymore. They're imploding from a liberty perspective.
I think there's a lot of conservative organizations out there, and this is going to be just one more of them. And it will probably, I've said myself, membership will probably grow because it's becoming more mainstream. This is going from a really bold organization that really was something for people who didn't have a real strong voice, and it's going to be, and it's taking a not so bold direction, and by becoming a conservative organization instead of a libertarian organization. And when we get a chance, I want to ask Lee about what libertarian means and tenets of libertarianism that I would like to, you know.
Well, let's do that because Lee is on with us and he's decided to throw himself back into the fire. And to that end, you do deserve credit, Lee, because nobody
seconded.
This wasn't a set up interview or anything like that. And you waited an hour and a half to get on the air with us through a set of guests that we had already had set up here. So you've decided to throw yourself back into the fire to essentially defend yourself. And one of the things we had just gotten to right before the break was you said that you are advocate of liberty. I asked you to define it. You defined it fairly effectively, that one should be free to live one's life how one wants, as long as one isn't harming another. But then you went on to advocate taxation, and it seems like those are direct, indirect
type of taxation.
Here's how I reconcile it, because let me just say with the fair tax. With the fair tax, essentially, it is about as close as physically possible to a voluntary tax, in my opinion. And the fact that you would pay no taxes if you decided to, the less you purchased. If you decided, you would know exactly how much you taxed, and I'm intellectually honest enough to say exactly what taxation is. Taxation is the stealing of someone's money through force. And it's the same thing with government. I don't sugarcoat what I believe government is. I believe government is an evil institution, but in the sense that government, if we're going to have a government, it should be limited, it should be controlled through a constitution as best as it possibly can be.
But I have some questions, and I think the devil is in the details. And I really do think the devil is in the details when it comes to the fair tax. Now, I agree entirely that the IRS is an inefficient and terrible way to be collecting taxes here in the United States. And I think that we could do it better. And I think that a way that would be better to collect taxes here in the United States would likely be something like the fair tax, which would be a sales tax, a national sales tax. I think that there's some value to that. However, there is the 16th Amendment that needed to be passed because they brought into play this income tax, and that 16th Amendment is now part of the Constitution. Now, I've heard fair tax advocates come from both sides of this, and I'm of the opinion I'm all for the fair tax as soon as we repeal the 16th Amendment.
Good.
And if you take one step before that, you're going to get, you're going to get a national sales tax, a national income tax, and they're just going to keep on pushing more taxes down our throat.
I could not agree with you more. In fact, as of right now, I believe that H.R. 25, the fair tax, is only passed in conjunction with the repeal of the 16th Amendment.
Do you know what it takes to repeal an amendment, right?
What?
You know what it takes to repeal an amendment of the United States Constitution? It's a huge, monumental tax.
I know it's really different, but that sounds kind of strange from someone who believes in pure volunteerism, because in my opinion...
Mark doesn't. I understand how you might have gotten that opinion from the brief introduction you've had to Free Talk Live. However...
Mark's a minarchist.
I am a minarchist.
I just want to inject this real quickly, is I feel like this breaking down into a small government versus a no government debate is a bit of a straw man. I don't think that's the issue at hand. I don't think it's why so many people are upset at bureaucrats. There are a lot of people who would describe themselves as minarchists on bureaucrats that have been there for a while, who have been allies with people who would call themselves anarchists or no government advocates. And so I feel like that is a straw man. I don't feel like that's really the issue that everyone's upset about right now. But go ahead.
Well, let me give you, in my opinion, that appears to be the major issue. Because as far as I'm concerned, my views are, I don't like the definition minarchist, but I mean, when I tell people how big I want the government to be, I always say, courts, police, military, and even Milton Friedman said, if we're going to have public property, we need some small environmental regulations, but very small. We've gone so far beyond what would be small environmental regulations if we're going to have public property. But that's basically my view of how big the government should be. But in terms of bureaucrats, I'm not here just to defend myself, but to defend bureaucrats as a means of defending liberty and as an organization going forward in the future. I believe bureaucrats can be the same tool that it's always been, the same tool that you always have believed it.
Maybe you're right, Lee. Maybe you're right, but the thing is, when you're dealing with people like Dale and myself, who are principled voluntarists, who love liberty to the point where we do not want to aggress against our neighbors.
Look, you're just a voluntarist or you're not. When you say you're principled, that leaves the rest of us as being unprincipled.
I'm going to point out why I don't think that's the issue after when I get a chance, but go ahead.
Sure.
So anyway, let's see, where was I going with that? So what I was going to point out is that the... I wasn't insulting you. I was pointing out that Dale and I are I think you're a voluntarist,
yes,
Dale.
Yes, absolutely.
We're voluntarists, and so when you, Lee, were appointed to Bureaucrash as somebody who supports some government, some aggression, some harming your neighbors, it has basically made it so people like me have said, I don't want anything to do with your organization. It's great if you go out there and you advocate for your small government stuff, Lee, that's fine, but I'm not going to promote an organization that is headed up by somebody who is not who's not promoting a principled pro-freedom viewpoint on things. If I'm out there giving stickers out, and the Bureaucrash stickers are great, and their T-shirts are great, if I'm giving out stickers and promoting the organization, they're going to go to your website, they're going to find out who you are, they're going to see you maybe getting interviewed somewhere as the head of Bureaucrash, and you're not going to be talking about true liberty, so I am working against myself by promoting your organization.
I'm only half with you, Ian. Like I said earlier, if Mark had been chosen as Crasher in Chief, he's a minarchist. He's well said that he's a minarchist. I don't see that as being doomed for the organization. That is not the issue. I want to say there's two things that from hearing you speak, I feel like you have two major fallacies which are at the core of libertarianism. And this is not a minarchy versus anarchy issue. This is core tenets of libertarianism. If you believe in liberty, one is individualism versus collectivism, which is respecting the individual choice as opposed to and not treating people as collectives. And the other thing is the NAP. And I feel like the non-aggression principle. And you have described the example you gave the other night when you were being interviewed was someone coming at you with a baseball bat, and do you have to wait until they hit you before you shoot them? And I don't think there's an anarchist out there, a voluntarist out there, who would say you can't defend yourself in that situation. But you're using an analogy where you have an individual defending it against an individual, and that individual gets to make a decision for himself. That individual chasing after you with a baseball bat is another individual who's made the decision to aggress against you. And then you conflate that with something like the Iraq War, which I can't imagine a libertarian out there who feels like this is not an aggressive war, an unjustified aggressive war. And this is where you've conflated collectivism with individualism.
I know you had a second point, right, Dale? We're going to come back to that. I'll let Lee respond.
I'm sure Lee wants to respond.
We'll let him. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, we've got at least one person on the line that wants to talk to Lee. If you've got a question for Lee Doran, he is on the line with us. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can help support this show. You can help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, help expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and that's a valuable thing. And for $3 a month, I think it's a pretty good deal. I mean, that's less than the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So, amp.freetalklive.com will get you all the details on the AMP program. You'll learn about the perks, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room, the little benefits that you get from being an amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com. Your AMP dollars do go to get this show on more stations. In fact, coming up here tomorrow morning, Mark, you're coming here, and or maybe I'm going there to get you. I'm not sure how it's going to exactly work. But
I think I should come here.
Okay, we're going to get together and go down to New York City and attend the Talkers New Media Seminar, which is always a good time. And this year, Free Talk Live is going to have, I think, the biggest profile yet. What is this, our fourth year there, Mark?
About fourth year, I'd say.
And so this year we have got we've purchased the name tag sponsors.
Yep.
So every single person, and there are going to be hundreds of people attending the show, and not all of them are program directors. In fact, probably, you know, a bunch of them are
maybe talent. 10%.
Yeah, but some of them are program directors. But a lot of them are also big industry bigwigs, like people that are even higher up than program directors, people that are executives.
Well, the problem with getting the tag sponsorship that the amplifiers bought for us. Well, now people are going to see dollar signs whenever they see Ian and Mark. The people that sell stuff to radio shows are going to suddenly
be able to say,
hey, oh, yes, yeah. You are. there's miserly little man you are.
So, we bought the name tag sponsorship, and this year Michael Harrison, the editor publisher of Talkers, has invited me to do the introduction speech for the internet panel that they're having this year, and I'll be introducing him, the Talkers publisher, which is a really great honor. So we're going to have an incredible amount of attention lavished on the show this year at Talkers, which is going to be good, because normally when we go to these seminars, we usually get at least one new affiliate out of them, and that just tends to be how things are. And here's an interesting aside, Mark. Last year, we decided to stop going to the R&R seminars, the radio and records seminars, and now they're out of business.
For Fluey.
So Free Talk Live leaves
the R&R. That's why they're out of business.
Exactly.
They just stopped going.
That's what I was thinking. What a coincidence. Well, no, they did have one this year, and we didn't go to that one, but now R&R, which is one of the most recognized industry publications out there, is after 36 years closing their doors.
Kerplunk.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls as Lee Doran is still on the line with us here, the crasher-in-chief of Bureaucrash, the controversial crasher-in-chief of Bureaucrash.
I don't think I'm that controversial, but thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, Bureaucrash hasn't had this much press in quite some time.
Among our audience, I would say it has been a controversial appointment, certainly amongst the hosts here on the show. Dale, you were making some points. I want to go ahead and recap, just have you recap those points real quick for our listeners just tuning in, and then we'll let Lee go ahead and respond.
Yeah, I think those are the two issues I think that really at the core of libertarianism is the non-aggression principle, which you've already discussed to some extent, how you said you have a different point of view, and collectivism, which is this, you know, when we go to war, it is an entire nation going to war against another nation, and that's why libertarians are incredibly, if I dare use the word, conservative about going to war, because a lot of innocent people are involved in that process, and that's exactly the case with Iraq right now. Not just the innocent people in Iraq who are victims of it, who didn't have anything to do with it, had no say-so in this happening, but also the innocent people here who are against it, and yet we're being taxed to pay for it. And so that's why you see a lot of very anti-war libertarians. And so when you are, I know you said you're against the Iraq war, I was too. I was an apologist for it back when I was a Republican, and that's where you seem to be now, is sort of an apologist for it. You seem to be saying, well, we need to succeed and so forth.
For the people who weren't listening on Monday, let me just define what my position was on the Iraq war and the collectivism argument that you defined as mine. My view is this. Even if I don't agree with the American government's actions all the time, I take personal responsibility for those actions, even if I don't vote in the way they do or whatever, because in my opinion, it's my government. And you might call that collectivism, but I believe I have more ability to stop what the government does than anyone else in any other country. Since the American government promised a lot of the Iraqi people, wrongly so, this promise never should have been given, to rise up against Saddam Hussein, to risk their family lives, to risk everybody's lives, and then they went into Iraq, I have a serious problem with then turning our backs on those people that when the promise was given on my behalf, even though I didn't want the promise to be given, the promise was given.
Now,
and so
I understand where you're coming from on that. Sorry, Lee. I get it that we promised to get rid of Saddam Hussein for
this. I didn't promise anything.
The United States government under the first George Bush basically said rise up, and then they got whacked down, and then so I don't really know that we told them to rise up the second time. We just said, hey, we're coming in here and we're going to take out you folks unless you turn over your yellow cake, which of course turned out not to be there. So I don't think we owe the American people owe the Iraqi people a solid and stable government any more than we don't have a solid and stable government. They're spending us into my child into poverty trying to straighten out this war over there, and it's just not fair.
Most importantly, we have no business creating a government for another country.
I'm not for nation building in any way, and I
but
have a problem with nation building. Well, I have a problem with nation. I know we are, and I have a problem with nation building. I have a problem with the Iraq war, but I believe it's pretty much a fact that we were encouraging, or at least we still are encouraging, Iraqis to rise up against certain elements in Iraq, and with the American backing, where we're training their soldiers and everything, and we've told them, stick your neck out, stick your family's neck out, go do X, Y, or Z, and you will have the American military backing.
I wouldn't have
given the promise. I have a problem backing out once those people stick their neck out, because they're going to get slaughtered, their family's going to get slaughtered.
I just want to say that I'm not included in your we. I did not make any of those promises. I did not go and do any of those things. It was not me, and I'm not interested in supporting it in any way, shape, or form. I want to get to this phone call. I've been waiting patiently to talk to you.
Sure.
Dan is on the line in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on with Lee Doran from Bureaucrat.
Is this Dan Patrick?
No, I don't
know.
Dan.
No, Dan
from over near the river here, but long 1991 mover on his own Free State Project back when.
All right, Dan,
but
go ahead.
There's a whole so many things. Number one, as Ron Paul has said, that the government has gotten along without the income tax for the longest time, and we don't need to replace it. We need to get rid of it. If you really are concerned about smaller government, that would be the one thing. But basically, it's all a moot point in my book, because the whole contract has been violated. The business of government in any reality, it ought to be based on the powers loaned to it from the people. That the powers the government has are not powers beyond which the people had in nature, and the people in nature do not have the power, to collectively agree that one of the neighbors down the street has to pay taxes or pay anything or give up their car or whatever it is, and then when they all agree to do it, then they just go down and do it, and the guy should just lay down and accept that theft. If you don't have the power, Lee, you can't give it to the government. So if you can't give it to the government, they don't have it either. So, you've got to figure out a way of doing this without stealing people's money. And the fact is that you give people a tap on people's either business, whether it's the activity that happens in sales or whether it's their income or whatever, those people are going to let that power go to their head, and no matter what restrictions, as we have seen, what restrictions we place on those people are going to exceed their powers, take that money, and do things we didn't want them to do it with. So, the business of government is shown to have failed. I mean, you can't go through history and show to me where government has, in fact, ever done any benefits.
Where is it state limited?
That,
Dan, thank you for the call. Where has government succeeded? Where has it actually not? Where is it state limited? I mean, is this even possible?
I'm sorry. I heard a beep right at the end. Before you said possibly, you said you want me to give me an example of where government has succeeded.
I think that's what he asked for.
A lot of things.
I mean,
answer that.
As the most part, the best of what we have seen so far, I believe, is the American government. I don't believe we have succeeded. Obviously, some people don't like when I say this word, but we haven't seen a utopian government. Obviously,
I'd love to hear you elaborate on how it's the best.
Yeah, let's come back. We'll come back with Lee in hour three, 800-259-9231. Maybe you have a question for him. I have a question for Lee, and that is, how badly should I be hurt for not going along with his program? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.